Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball four. Stewart moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to second and picks off Stewart for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Christman moves to third. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christman scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Cozar moves to second. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cozar strikes out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Vernon scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Evans moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Bob Feller. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Joe Tipton now catching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kozar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball four. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Eddie Robinson. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Larry Doby pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Johnny Berardino now playing first base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Gillenwater reaches third base with a triple. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Tom Farrick now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Christopher, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to third. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Bob Lemon now pitching. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Christman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Yost reaches second base with a double. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-4 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berardino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Gillenwater moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three doubles. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-5 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Cone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cone. Mitchell scores. Clark moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride pinch hits for Bud Stewart. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-5 in the game, with three doubles. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.